This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Dr. Michael Osterholm returns to the show in light of a very significant decision by the Secretary of Health and Human Services, RFK Jr., yesterday. The decision was made to cancel nearly $500 million of grants and contracts for work on mRNA vaccines. And I know Mike has been a part of a couple interviews before our conversation. And part of what he said in the, is this: I've been in this business for over 50 years on the front lines of public health. I've served seven different presidential administrators advising them. I've been through several pandemics, and I can say unequivocally that this was the most dangerous public health decision I've ever seen made by a government body. Mike, thanks for the show as always. Why is this one the most dangerous?
Well, first of all, it was not based on any science. It was based on ideology, which by its very self is a challenge, because at what point can anybody trust what the scientific and medical community is trying to share with us? But the most important point was the fact that these new technologies, this mRNA vaccine technology, has the ability to possibly save us from the next big influenza pandemic, which will happen. It will happen. Today, currently, worldwide, we have the resources to make about enough influenza vaccine in 1 year to vaccinate about a quarter of the world. This is because we're using this old, antiquated chicken-egg vaccine development process, and it's just very slow, laborious. Now, in a pandemic, you know, vaccinating a quarter of the world is a good thing, but it's surely a long ways from what we need. We need the world to get vaccinated. And mRNA technology has every opportunity and ability to be made within the first year in a way that will be every bit as protective as the current vaccines we have, and maybe even more. But more importantly, we'll have vaccine to give people. And to just summarily dismiss that right now is really, really unfortunate. I mean, we are talking about potentially catastrophic differences in how we would get through the next influenza pandemic without this kind of vaccine.
How catastrophic are we talking, Mike?
Millions and millions and millions of people who won't have access to the vaccine will die. You know, we know that, you know, we saved literally millions of people in this country and around the world with the COVID vaccines, even though there are those who won't agree with that. The data are clear and compelling. You know, the current COVID vaccines are good vaccines. They're not great. They don't stop people from necessarily getting infected. They don't necessarily stop people from transmitting the virus. But the data are compelling. They do an amazing job of reducing the risk of serious illness, hospitalizations, and death. And I'll take that any day of the week as a benefit for a shot. And so that's exactly what we're talking about now, is that having that vaccine available during a pandemic won't stop the pandemic. It won't necessarily stop you from getting infected eventually, but it will go a long ways in preventing you from becoming a mortality statistic.
Part of Kennedy's explanation was saying that these vaccines offer no protection, basically, against respiratory viruses, can actually prolong pandemics, and also cited the side effects. We've had this side effect question and topic many, many times. For the folks out there who believe that the side effects were enough of a concern that they never ended up taking the vaccines, and because of this, they applaud this decision, what do you say to them?
Well, first of all, remember that I'm not talking about mandating anyone getting the vaccine. So if they don't want to get it, don't get it. But should that mean that you should take the entire technology out of our toolbox? No. You know, we need that vaccine for those that want to get vaccinated, those that want to protect themselves from serious illness, hospitalizations, and deaths. We know, for example, one of the areas that was hit very hard were pregnant women. They did very poorly with COVID. Do we want to deny pregnant women today access to the vaccine? You know, I can go through a laundry list of things like that to say, you know what, even if you don't want to get it, don't stop all the rest of the people who do want to get it from getting it. And I think that's the important message right here, right now. He's not doing a service for anyone that basically right now would like to get the vaccine. And he's also not really helping those who don't want to get the vaccine from being safe from disease.
If you've been listening to this show, whether on The Fan or here at CCA, you know Mike Osterholm has been a regular during very difficult times and more important times also when we have conversations like this with RFK Jr. cutting out $500 million in grants for mRNA vaccines. You talked about in your opening answer, Mike, this was about ideology and not science. There can be doctors, there can be scientists who can cite data, and then you're going to have a debate on it. Could Kennedy cite any legitimate scientific evidence that would show this is the right decision to make?
In fact, not only can he not, but our challenge with him is he knows enough words to throw out there to make it sound like he knows what he's talking about, but he doesn't. Ask the broad scientific community and they'll tell you, first of all, these vaccines do not cause the virus to change. He said that. Second of all, these vaccines do not lose their strength as such when there is one mutation change. And remember, mutations in both COVID viruses and flu viruses are happening all the time, whether it's vaccine or not. But we have clear evidence, and in fact, it's evidence we're going to be presenting publicly soon as part of our vaccine integrity project, that if you are vaccinated, for example, against COVID, and it's very similar with influenza, over time, the protection level against being ill will drop. Many people will still get infected. But we can see the clear and compelling protection against the serious illness, hospitalizations, and deaths. And that's with the virus actually changing. So when he made the comment, all it takes is one change in the virus genetics and the vaccines are no longer any good, just simply not true. And there's a very deep body of data to support that. And it's not a controversial issue in our scientific community. The scientific community would agree with the same thing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
So do you think, from what you know, and you must know a lot of people who have been around him, do you think he's just horribly ill-informed, or he's just flat-out lying?
Well, I can't say I understand what lying means, because I don't know what he believes or doesn't believe, and all I can say is that he may believe this. But the bottom line is he's wrong. Two things happened with this announcement. One is it took away the vaccine research that we really need. And let me also add, you know, there's at least 15 other diseases right now that stand to benefit mightily from having an mRNA vaccine available. That's all going to get cut out. There are cancer vaccines right now, which really hold promise. Use mRNA technology, they're going to be compromised. So I think that's the kind of thing that you know, he, whether he is right, wrong, or indifferent, you just have to acknowledge that's the case. We're going to lose on all of those vaccines. Now, when I hear him talk like he does, he just says enough words to make people believe him. But when you ask him, who are the people that actually support you? Where are these scientists you've talked about? And it's a fringe group, a small hand numbered cases of people helping out. It's not the body of science as we know it. And so I think from that perspective, you know, he needs to be called out on it. And finally, let me just say that one of the things that happens with science is that it is not truth. Science is the pursuit of truth. And what we have are expert advisory groups that are made up of non-conflicted experts that help advise the federal government and have for over 50 years on what should they recommend and not recommend. So it's not left to some political whim. It's basically all about the science. And he has taken all of that away. You know, what you saw were two different videos, one several weeks ago, where in a 58-minute X video, he took COVID vaccines away from pregnant women and from young children. Now he comes up with this new one where he's taken away all mRNA technology in a 2-minute video. That's it. So I think that that's the challenge we have right now. There is no oversight. There's no ability to impact on this before he goes and makes these proclamations. And, you know, as I've said many times on this show, Chad, you know, vaccines are really important, but they're not that important until there's a vaccination.
Yeah.
Somebody actually uses it. And what I also worry about is if you listen to that explanation he gave the other day, you, as a citizen, you might come away thinking, oh, well, maybe there is some problem here. Maybe I should postpone or not get that. That is preventing a vaccination. And that, to me, is every bit as serious in many ways as is having the vaccine itself.
And there's been plenty of pushback from doctors and scientists who are Republicans and also members of the first Trump administration. So, as usual, the second Trump administration is different than the first. Let's talk about your vaccine integrity program again, where it's at right now, and how essential you think it is because of RFK Jr., and where you would like it to be in the next couple of years.
Well, let me just start with the next couple of years. I'd like to see the restoration of the advisory committee immunization practices as it once was. It was one of the most respected, outstanding scientific bodies in the world. And they were all summarily fired some weeks ago. And now eight new people were reappointed, of which at least six are clearly anti-vaccine individuals. What we're doing right now as part of the Vaccine Integrity Project is a very exhaustive review of all the scientific information that has been published since the last time that ACIP looked at those vaccines, of which most of them were about 2 years. We're covering influenza, we're covering COVID, and RSV. These are the three seasonal viral pathogens that we're most concerned about, and we're the ones we'll need new recommendations for shortly. What we've done is, in a very specific protocol-driven way, this is a scientific term for saying how you systematically pull all this information out. In a sense, you might say it's kind of natural AI. And we have identified over 17,000 different abstracts of information, of which we are now going through all of those scientific papers and classifying them. How do they rank in terms of their study design? What were the outcomes, et cetera? We will be handing over a very comprehensive summary of all these vaccine findings to the respective medical societies, American Academy of Pediatrics for Kids, the Infectious Disease Society of America for immunocompromised individuals, et cetera. They, as they have in the past, will be the ones to make the recommendations. We're not. We're just giving them all the data that the ACIP, the CDC committee, would have in the past provided to them. Now they're not. And our group is providing that. So we hope that this will set the tone for driving decisions based on the solid science that we have. And at that point, then hopefully the public can also feel more rest assured that these are not just arbitrary decisions that are driven by ideology, but are driven by what does the science tell us.
Great, important information. Thanks, as always, for coming on, and thanks for the continued work you do. We'll talk soon.
Thanks. Take care.
Dr. Michael Ostrom, and I want to make this crystal clear. If my option is Mike Osterholm or RFK Jr. on medicine, science, vaccines, every bleeping time, every time, I'm going with Mike Ostrom. Does that mean Mike Ostrom is flawless and has never made a mistake? No. But the other guy deals in conspiracies and agendas and making money. And often he's making it up as he goes, or he tosses things out. And then when he's held to an actual journalistic standard and his quotes are read back to him or shown to him, he gets very agitated and upset and out of context. He's a charlatan. That's who he is. And he is not. Like, let me be clear. On some of the health ideas, on food, sure, we can have that conversation. But on his anti-vaccine agenda, including autism, and as a father of a son with autism, a lot of his comments just disgust me and honestly make me sick. And our country is in a worse place with RFK Jr. in the power that he has right now. Let's pause. Let's do Pella at the bottom of the hour. We'll come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. see the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.